Well, good morning, everybody. I came across a rather amusing cartoon this past week, and there's this guy, he's laying on a couch, he's got this big belly, and he's got a bag of Cheetos, and he's eating them, and this dog is sitting right next to this guy on the couch, and the man is looking at the dog, and he's got these thought bubbles, and he says, I wonder if they can think. And then the dog is sitting there looking at his master, who is stuffing his face with Cheetos, lay on a couch, and he goes, I wonder if they can think. I just thought that was kind of funny, because sometimes we don't think right, and I do think that sometimes we don't think right even in matters of faith. And our gospel today, here we are on the fifth Sunday of Easter, and so we're still thinking very much about the resurrection and participating in the graces thereof. And I think sometimes we can think that, oh gosh, the resurrection, that was something really cool. You know, Jesus did this really amazing thing 2,000 years ago, and it just like, wow, he manifested his power and showed us what he could do. He was showing off his power and come back from dead. But that wasn't the point of the resurrection. The point of the resurrection, which isn't just a one-time event, but is this, the very nature of Jesus, is all about raising us up in him. And he's trying to make this point with the disciples, and you can almost imagine, you know, they're kind of like, what are you getting at here, Jesus? You know? And he looks around and he sees like a vine and branches, and he picks it up and he's like, it's like this, guys. It's like this. I'm the vine and you're the branches. And if you stay attached to me, I will raise you up to eternal life. And if you stay attached to me, you will have this incredible beauty. You will be beautiful. You will have a fruitful life. You will bear fruit. And guess what? You don't have to do it. You just stay attached to the vine, because in the vine is where the magic juices are. You know, the juices that produce the fruits on the other side of each branch. And that you and I, all we got to do is stay attached to the vine. This is so different than most people think of our life with Jesus. Most people think that being a Christian is all about doing good things for Jesus. And then at the end of our life, we're like, hey, Jesus, look what I did for you. Kind of like a kid at the end. Hey, Dad, look what I made. And he's like, no, that's not it. You just got to stay attached to me, and then I'll do it through you. Because it's an exhausting thought to think, this is a branch, you know, and it's what an exhausting thought that this is you and me, and we have to, on our own, produce fruit when we don't know how to do that. We don't have the ability even to do that. We're just this branch, and on our own, we will wither and die. Like Jesus says, if you're unattached, you will bear no fruit, you will have no life in you, and you will wither and die. But, boy, that's a horrible thought. But staying attached to Jesus, man, that's where it is. That's where that's where the power is. And the magic juices I often think about that. Like, what is in an apple tree that makes it make apples? You know, that the branches of that thing are making apples. It's like, how did God do that? You know, but this is even way cooler, that Jesus is this amazing vine. And there's, it's not really magic juices in there, it's his divine life. And if we stay attached to his divine life, firmly attached to him, faithfully attached to him, lovingly attached to him, sacramentally attached to him, the fruits just come naturally. And we don't have to plan them out. We don't have to project them. We don't have to mourn if they don't come when we think they should. We don't got to do any of that. We just stay attached to Jesus. And then whenever he wants whatever fruits to come, they're going to come whenever he wants them to come. It's so different than thinking, I got to do all this for Jesus. I got to do all this, do this, do this, do this. It's so easy. It's so easy. But man, the devil, of course, he comes along and all he wants to do is take everybody off the branch. off the vine. He wants to take all the branches off the vine because then they will wither and die. It is amazing how quickly this thing will wither and die, unattached. And this is the reality. The devil is trying to do this like crazy. And we got to be on the lookout for him. Sometimes it'll happen that I'll be out in town or somewhere at a restaurant or something. And somebody, a member of our parish who is not frequently here, will come to me, different people, you know. And I'll say, I haven't seen you for a little while. I miss you. And they'll try to like laugh it off, you know, like, oh, I just don't make it. It is the unfunniest thing ever. It is the unfunniest thing ever to find a branch that is unattached because that thing is dying and it doesn't even know it. And it needs to be attached. And how are we attached? By faithfulness to Sunday Mass, by faithfulness to the sacraments, by a life of prayer. That's how we stay attached. A car will run out of gas after a long time, after a little bit of time, and you got to go back and you got to fill it up. And this is the thing, is that we have to keep coming back and deepening our connection to Jesus. And it is the unfunniest thing ever to find fallen away people who just laugh at, oh, no big deal, just withering and dying. And we pray. Today we'll have First Communions. We have about 35 kids that will make their first Holy Communion. And I hope you join me in praying and fasting for their families, that they will always be attached to the vine through the Eucharist. That's the magic reality. That's the divine life. And it is a magic. It's the divine life in the vine that just, it spills out into each branch, which are us. And I pray for all 35 of our children today that they will stay firmly attached to the vine, bear much fruit, be absolutely beautiful always, and be raised up in Jesus on the last day. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.